believe one of my sisters got a broken arm, fell off a horse one day, but with that large a family and as much activity as we had, we were a very lucky family not to have a lot of accidents.
Did you have one of those weapons when you were a boy, made out of a fork with rubber bands?
Bean shooters, they call them. Slings, and that wasn't really slingshot, bean shooters with the hunt. Yes, I guess all boys did have.
Did you have a gun eventually?
Well, I was up, I think I was 10 years old before my father ever let me have a gun.
What were popular calibers in the early days?
The gun that he let me take at that time was his shotgun. It was one of those regular scatter guns, a 10-gauge shotgun.
A 10?
10-gauge shotgun.
And you were 10 years old?
I think it was about 10 or 12.
And boy.
It'd really knock you over. He didn't hold it tight, but he didn't have to point it at anything, just stick it out there and hit it. It was just scattered on him. Yes, we used to hunt quite a lot. A lot of game on the ranch there in that early day, ducks.
How about rifles? What calibers were common in those?
Father carried what they call a .44. Uh-huh. It was a pretty heavy rifle. He used that for coyote shooting. After I got buying my own guns, we used, I have a 270 now, is what I use. 22s, of course, is a common rabbit gun.
The 270's a good hot cartridge.
I've enjoyed using it. We made a few trips to Canada and big game hunting.
Someday I'd like to get a 257, that.
257, yeah. I believe I've seen that. My brother-in-law out here likes a 30-06.
I've got a Springfield.
Have you?
I haven't shot it since I left Arizona.
I see.
And my father restocked it for me.
Well, I believe they gauged those Enfields in World War I as 30-30s, wasn't they?
Oh, they were out sixes too.
They were out sixes.
They're nice guns.
That Enfield I had, I'd sure like to have. I'd really risk going to jail over that gun if I had any chance
at all. But they sold those for $7.50.
See, there wasn't any chance. I think probably if I'd have been on my toes, I could have probably bought a gun and traded it in. All I had to do is turn the gun in place of it. But to get a hold of an Enfield, they were just coming out. They're a little hard to get a hold of. That's the best. I'm going to give a lot for that gun.
They're nice. You can buy those now. Used ones for about $30.
$30. Well, I've got a pretty good 270 rather.
Uh-huh.
This gun just happened to all the officers in my company. It took their tests on my gun. For some reason, it was one of the best, everyone liked it. It didn't. It wasn't any jolt at all. You couldn't feel it go off, and yet it was true.
Oh.
Some of those Enfields would nearly slide you on the ground.
Yeah.
They were tough guns.
Well, we had a good one. I say we, it was my father's gun. But I liked it very much. It was extremely accurate.
Yes.
He gave it away. And he didn't give it to me. Figured I had a Springfield, so I didn't need another. But I preferred the Enfield.
I went in 18, or in summer of 18, and they're just doing away the Springfield for the Enfield at that time. And these were new guns, just came in. Some of them were wicked.
This was a Remington 1918 manufacturer.
Yeah.
It was a GM. Are you a member of the National Rifle Association?
No, sir.
They have good things on these. It was through them that the Enfield was sold out.
That's right.
And the government just made it available to the shooters organization. You can buy one for $7.50 or $15 new.
That 270 gun that I have, it is boy out here at this booster station made it for me. That's it. That caliber, it's a beautiful gun. Did a good job. It's up there. Moose. In fact, I got two moose clips.